friends, it is so fun to be with you tonight. Hopefully, kids, you've got coloring pages. You've got a welcome mat. You've got to color tonight. And there's markers and stuff at the entrance there. Thank you for coming tonight.
I want to tell you, for me, if Christmas isn't about anything, it's about not being afraid.
Saw Mary up there, and she's like, "Well, I'm pregnant," and of course she's afraid. But so many times throughout the Christmas story, we hear more than anything, "Don't be afraid." There's a story about a guy that walks into a hole, and the hole is just too thin, and he can't get out. And so a doctor comes by, and he writes a prescription, throws it in the hole, and walks away. And the guy's like, I don't need a prescription. Well, then a pastor goes by, writes a prayer for him, throws it in the hole, walks away. Well, and his best buddy walks by, jumps in the hole, and the guy's like, "What are we both going to do in here?" And he said, "But I've been here before, and I know the way out." It was a bit more serious when about almost 10 years ago, there were a bunch of Chilean miners, 33 of them, that got stuck 2,300 feet underground. 2,300 feet for 69 days. Like this, like a flash of lightning, they were all able to get together, get their resources together, and when they did, they had enough tuna fish and cookies to last. Now, they started boring holes to try to get to these miners, and boring holes, enough that they could finally get a message out. And the first message they sent was, "We're all right, but it's not just 33, there's 34 of us. And the 34th is God. He never left us." In the midst of the mine, God was there. Now, every single one of the miners could testify to this. In fact, there were agnostics and atheists that went into the mine as agnostics and atheists. They came out as believers in Jesus because of their experience in the mine with the present God. For me, there are times when I feel close to God, times when I feel like, well, maybe you can be close to God, but me not so much. And there's times when he feels so far away. There are times when I feel like he could do miracles, and there's times when I feel like maybe he can do a miracle for you. Sometimes I'll look up into the sky in some of the most doubtful moments and think, "God, I guess you created all this, so maybe you'll do something in my life." Then a friend might stop by and he'll say, "Hey, guess what? This miracle happened in my life." And I go, "Okay, so at least God likes you, but he doesn't like me so much." Sometimes I'll think, "Wow, God," I'll look at the circumstances of my life, think about all the good that's going on, and say, "Well, maybe God, you love me." God out there, God with somebody else, God maybe for me, but not God with
me. Tonight, friends, it's all about God
with us. God with us. It's different than God for us. It's different than God for somebody else. I'll often ask people, "Hey, can I go?" No, pray for somebody. They need more. Well, okay. I'll pray for somebody else, but I want to let you know tonight, friends, that if there's anything that you get out of tonight, is that God is with us. God's with us. Here's how Matthew writes it. We've heard from Luke. Now I want you to hear from Matthew. This is chapter 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they came together, she turned out to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband-to-be, was an upright man. He didn't want to make a public example of her, so he decided to set the marriage aside privately. But while he was considering this, the angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "don't be afraid to get married to Mary. The child she's carrying is from the Holy Spirit. She's going to have a son. You must give him the name Jesus. He's the one who will save his people from their sins." All this happened so that what the Lord said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Look, the virgin is pregnant and will have a son, and they shall give him the name Emmanuel," which means in translation, God with us. All right, friends, let me tell you, especially for those that are doubting out there, the way to start a rumor about the king of the world coming to be with us is not to give him the most common name in all of Israel, Jesus or Joseph. One like the other. But the name was so significant, especially during the time, the Jews were hoping for somebody to take them into the promised land. Not Joseph. Joshua, thank you. Joshua, like Jesus. And they were hoping for another Joshua to come to take them out of Roman occupation. And so they were naming as many kids as they possibly could. You can imagine slaves in a territory. They can't fight back against the Romans, so might as well just name all their kids like a savior. And so they were told to name Jesus, Jesus, like Joshua, like a savior. Most common name. Not very particular. It's not very special. Pretty common boy's name for the time. But then the angel continues and he says, I want you to give him another name as well, Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, if you were in Jewish society, the way to make yourself popular is not to go around and make your kid name God with us. I once saw a cartoon, and it was moms taking their kids to first century school, and they all had bumper stickers on their donkeys, you know, best in class, and, you know, most attendance, and then, you know, God was on Mary's donkey. It's not the way to get popular. This is not the way to start a religion. This is not the way that anybody would have done it. But here it is. Here it is. In my boldest times, I told you, sometimes I feel like God could be for me. But God with us takes a whole other direction. God with us means that, and let me tell you, I try to do lots of things. I try to get really serious. I'm a pretty dramatic guy, so I get on the piano. God, I want to worship you so seriously so that I'll feel you. There are churches all over the globe that try to ramp up music as much as they can. There's religions that say, oh, you have to be really serious. You have to fast for millions of years and memorize the whole Bible 5 times. Friends, I wish that there was a way, a system that I could give you tonight to say, oh, in order for God to really be with you, all you have to do is these 3 steps. Best life. I wish there was a way. But there isn't. God with us comes to us like God came to Mary, like God came to Joseph. Like a surprise. Like a surprise. But there's one thing about Mary, there's one thing about Joseph that I think that this miracle, this desire, this thing that happened to them happened because they put out the welcome mat. And each of you kids, you have a welcome mat out there. Our mission as a church is to welcome Jesus into all of life. And here's the expectation, that as we set our hearts and minds to welcome Jesus into all of life, that we'll be ready for a miracle at any moment. We'll be ready for God with us. You see, there's no other way that it can come. There's no ramping up. There's no system. There's no special agenda that we could give you. It's just a surprise. I wish there was a religious practice. I wish you could just do more exercise. I know that some of you are really good at that. I wish I could be more dramatic. My wife doesn't. There's no heroic leader. I can't be good enough. There's no priest that could. There's no perfect music. There's no trying really hard. Some of you have come from religious backgrounds with religious baggage. I'm sorry, and welcome to the party. We're all trying to recover. Emmanuel doesn't come because Mary was perfect, although the scripture says she was highly favored. It doesn't happen because they were under amazing occupation by the Romans and people were hurting. It didn't happen because the Jews were exceptionally moral. God with us happened. He gave himself to us in Jesus, in humility, in surprise, in wonder, in miracle, because he wanted to be with us. And he always has, and he always will. This is the longing of having a loving God revealed to us in Jesus. This is what it means, that we can set out the welcome mat and go, God, I know about my history. I know about religious history. I know about all the stuff that's happened in my life. I know how many holes I've fallen into. I know I can't ramp this up. I know I can't make this happen, but I'm putting out the welcome mat. Would you come and be with me? Would you come and be with me? Here's the beautiful part about this kind of miraculous work. It comes to us when the human possibilities have run out. You who are very, very bad at reading your Bible, good news to you tonight. God with us can happen to you. You who have had every desperate thing happen to you, you have been abandoned, you've had the hardest life, everything's against you. Good news. God with us can happen to you. You who can't concentrate on anything, you have a hard enough time keeping a job, good news. God with us can happen to you. You have been trying so hard forever and ever, and you're so sad because you can't get as much spiritual fervor as all the people you see out there doing it. Good news. God can happen to you. He fulfills promises we never knew we had. He comes to us in the midst of helplessness and offers us new miracles and new miraculous ways forward. He does all of this in grace and love, and all we have to do is put out the welcome mat. That's all we have to do. If I were to ask tonight, who needs a Christmas miracle? We could all raise our hands. Each one of us. Good news. God with us happens. Miracles happen. God in a 20-foot down mine happens. In your most helpless places, in your strongest places, God with us is here for you tonight. So let's put out the welcome mat. We all need Christmas miracles. Let's put out the welcome mat. I have a favorite author. His name is N.T. Wright, and he's one of them anyway. And he says this, the good news of Jesus the Messiah was born then in a land at a time of trouble, tension, violence, and fear. Banish all the thoughts of peaceful Christmas scenes. Before the Prince of Peace had learned to walk and talk, he was a homeless refugee with a price on his head. At the same time, in this passage and several others in Matthew, he insists that we in Jesus, even when things are the darkest, there comes the fulfillment of Scripture. This is how Israel's Redeemer was to appear, and this is how God would set about liberating his people and bringing justice to the world. No point in arriving in comfort. What a confidence to us that God with us comes to us here where we are, no matter how comfortable we are. This is the true Christmas story, God with us. And he's awaiting the welcome mat. He's always wanted to be with you, and he always will, to surprise us with miracles, maybe even for Christmas for you. As a church, we're counting them all up. So there's another Christmas holiday that comes in January, January 6th. It's called Epiphany. It's historically when the kings would arrive and when the Eastern tradition would celebrate Christmas. And on that day, when we're back at the Doozium, where we typically meet on Sundays at 9:45, we're going to celebrate all the Christmas miracles that you guys say happen. I've been asking my neighbors, too, hey, do you have any Christmas miracles? And there are some cool ones. I mean, like, that my kids would get a job and get out of the house, that kind of stuff, but like all kinds of fun stuff. I would encourage you to go to Facebook, and there's a Mission Vineyard Facebook site, and there's a group called Christmas Miracles, and just take a risk and write down something that you're praying for. Put out the welcome mat and say, God, I want you with me, and let him arrive with you. Finally, there are some of you that are hearing about this God of love, this God that comes in surprise, this God that doesn't need any extra work from you. And I know there are some of you going, well, this really doesn't sound like what I grew up with. Some of you don't know how to put the welcome mat out. You've never prayed before, or it's been a long, long time. And so for your benefit and for mine, up on the screen tonight is a prayer that we can all pray together. You are in a room with others along the same journey of trying to continually welcome mat for God to come and surprise us with himself, the miracle God with us. If you have the boldness tonight, would you pray this with me? And then before you leave tonight, we'll have a prayer team here up on each side. Pray for whatever Christmas miracles you have, any needs you have that way. Or if you just want a Christmas blessing for your family, come for prayer. Or on your program, there's a way that you could text a prayer request if you wanted to. Or before you leave, there's cards on the table. If you just write out your prayer request there, and on that same card, you can leave whatever information you feel comfortable doing. Each one of us, though, has the opportunity to put out this welcome mat. And again, if you're bold enough, would you pray with me tonight? Jesus, I'm sorry for not welcoming you into all of life. And on this Christmas Eve, would you just take a moment and sort out all the stuff? Maybe let that be the first Christmas miracle that you have tonight, that everything is sorted out, everything is put under Jesus' arms. Just let him take it all. We'll sing in just a minute. And would you say with me, please forgive me. I now turn from everything which I know is wrong. Thank you that you came to be God with me, that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and set free. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift. Please come into my life by your Holy Spirit to be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm going to welcome the worship team to come back up. We'll sing a couple more songs. And as they come up, we have some candles for you all to sing with tonight as we sing Silent Night. So if those of you who are greeted tonight, would you bring out those candles and we'll start passing them out? And I don't trust myself with the lighter. Would you give the lighter to Herschel? And you're welcome to stand with me as well as we sing tonight. Tonight was the first time, or it's been a long time since you've prayed this prayer. Please don't leave without receiving prayer from someone. Let's pass out those candles. They're coming around. Or again, you can text a prayer request or go on that Facebook site. Some way to respond. Some way to say, I'm responding tonight, this Christmas Eve. I'm putting out the welcome mat for Jesus. I'm expecting him to come with a miracle and to be God with us. Point the unlit one into the lit one. There's less wax that goes around. Helpful little things. So